Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come." Luke chapter 11, verse 1 to 2. Dear Heavenly Father, I worship you. I adore you, Father God. Teach me how to pray. Teach me to show honor and respect. Teach me how to communicate with you that pleases you. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8 to 9. Lord, when your children are praying, their first utterance should be to give honor. Dear Lord, therefore I give you honor. I adore you, Lord. Glory is your name. There is none like you, no one. The heavens reveal your glory. The universe sings your praise. I worship you today. Give us each day our daily bread, Luke chapter 11, verse 3. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 to 20. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. O Heavenly Father, you will provide all my needs. I am confident in you. I am confident that you will feed my children. I am confident that you will make provisions for my family. My cup runs over. My cabinets are full. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, I trust you for my protection. No harm will befall my family. I beseech you, dear God, place a hedge of protection around my home. I ask you to send your mighty angels to guard my children. I petition you to place a shield in front and behind my spouse. You are my hope, my rock, my fortress, my protector. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm chapter 91, verse 1. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. Psalm chapter 91, verse 5 through 6. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth will give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalm chapter 46, verse 1 to 2. Dear God, you are my refuge, an ever-present help in my time of trouble. Lord, I thank you for delivering from the enemy. I thank you for protecting me from myself at times. I thank you for rescuing me from my bad habits. I thank you for sheltering me away from those that wanted to harm me. Lord, with you, I will not fear. I will not fear the viruses in the air. I will not fear natural occurrences, the storms from the sea, the winds from the north, the cold, the rain, the droughts, the waves, the earthquakes. I am your child, and you are my Father, my protector. In Jesus' name, amen.